Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may be able to prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Romans 12:2. This is Resistance and Reformation on the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. Most of the countries in Eastern Europe claim, with varying degrees of biblical and historical evidence, to have been evangelized by the first generation of disciples and apostles in the years immediately following the day of Pentecost. While Peter, James, John, Thaddeus, and Philip were said to have traveled north and west from Antioch to Rome and beyond, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, and James Alpheus all purportedly traveled north and east. Andrew, the brother of Peter, was said to have ministered in Scythia, northwest of the Black Sea, and then later planted churches in Epirus, in the northern coast of the Ionian Sea. While the historical records are sketchy at best, legends trace Andrew's travels along the Dnieper River as far as the Kiev settlement and along the Danube River as far as the Budapest settlement. We also know that the Apostle Paul and his companions preached in Macedonia, making disciples and planting churches there. According to Paul's correspondence with his young disciple Timothy, their fellow laborer Titus proclaimed the gospel in the Roman province of Dalmatia. Thus, within a generation of Christ's resurrection, the gospel was preached and churches were planted in the lands we know today as Albania, Bosnia, Herzegovina, Croatia, Montenegro, Macedonia, Serbia, Slovenia, Slovakia, Bulgaria, Ukraine, and perhaps even Russia. These lands all lay on the frontier, along the furthest reach of the old Roman Imperium on the Eurasian land bridge. They were constantly buffeted by waves of barbarian invasions from across the Russian steppes. Just beyond the Roman defensive borders, the jostling skirmishes and vexing tribes vied for resources and footholds. At one time or another, the Celts, Goths, Lombards, Huns, Visigoths, Burgundians, Franks, Vandals, Mongols, Turks, Parthians, Scythians, Magars, Croats, and finally the Slavs crossed over the Eastern European land bridge. Most only passed through as they journeyed further west. Some overran the region only to retreat back to the Asian highlands from whence they came. A few, however, settled there. According to Fitzroy MacLean, the early history of Eastern Europe, like that of most countries, is confused and obscure. For years, the vast plain that is now European Russia was the stamping ground of a kaleidoscopic collection of tribes who, owing to their own nomadic and aggressive tendencies and the absence of natural barriers, overran each other and were in turn overrun in a constantly shifting pattern of races and, for want of a better word, civilizations. Edward Gibbon wrote, with evident distaste, "Their names are uncouth, their origins doubtful, their actions obscure, their superstition was blind, their valor brutal, and the uniformity of their public and private lives was neither softened by innocence nor refined by policy." The tribes were perpetually poor and violent. They fought against the Romans, against the native colonists, and most especially against one another. Theirs was a persistently unsettled and chronically uncertain existence, made all the more grim by their untempered and unbridled paganism. For most, the worship of the forces of nature figured prominently in their worldview. In addition, they regularly offered animal and human sacrifices to appease the wrath and to court the favor of their fierce and fickle gods. Fear of the dead, of ghosts, and of vampires captivated their imaginations and intruded into their traditions. Such futility clutters the pages of human history and persistently torments the hodgepodge ideals of human hope. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Proverbs 14. It was into this world of death and despair that the gospel came, offering fresh hope. Early on, the gospel was proclaimed far and wide from the days of the earliest church. The first bishops are mentioned by the end of the first century, as far north as Pannonia. At least 20 second and third century Roman basilicas have been excavated in modern Bosnia. One ruined church in Herzegovina was discovered containing coins and other artifacts from the third and fourth centuries. Yet, due to the continued waves of tribal migration and the subsequent collapse of Roman rule, those early Christian communities were harried very nearly out of existence by the end of the 5th century. Although a few missionary expeditions to the region were undertaken during the great Byzantine resurgence of Justinian and Theodora, it would be another century before concerted efforts to bring the gospel to the Slavic peoples of Eastern Europe were commissioned. In 862, the missionary brothers Cyril and Methodius brought the gospel to Moravia and Bohemia, inventing the Slavic or Cyrillic alphabet in order to translate the Bible. The creation of the Polish state is associated with the adoption of Christianity by its ruler, Mazyko, in 966. The king had entered into a political alliance with the Bohemian ruler Boleslav. To consummate the treaty, Mieszko married Boleslav's daughter Dobrawa. The Christian princess insisted that he convert to the faith. Smitten with his new bride, the king was duly baptized. Sometime around the year 1000, Stephen, king of the Huns and Magars, was likewise converted to Christianity. His court followed him, and from this pivotal moment, the Kingdom of Hungary dates its founding. Then in 955, Olga, the queen mother of the Kievan Rus, was baptized, and within a generation, her grandson, Vladimir, declared Christianity the official faith of his realm. The Christian faith had burst the bonds of Western Europe and the Mediterranean world, sweeping across continents to become a global force for both resistance and reformation. I'm George Grant on the Fight, Laugh, Feast Network. For more information and for resources, go to georgegrant.net or to adoringgod.org.